This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Kevin Lytle joining me in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Nice to talk about the Rams with a nice win over Air Force, I suppose was kind of expected, especially given everything that's going on with Air Force. But, you know, this has been one of those seasons where when you expect something to happen, maybe it doesn't. And then when you don't, it does. And up is down. Grand Canyon's decent right now. And the Rams whooped up on them. But getting guys back slowly but surely seems to be helping Colorado State.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so it's funny, I asked Ali Farokmanesh after the Air Force game, you know, CSU's played 19 games, it's late January, but I asked him, you know, is there a sense a little bit of you don't really know what this team can become because they haven't been whole? And he basically is like, you know, the guys know now's the time to go, get going. But, you know, having Bimba and Jorgensen together like they were Tuesday against Air Force, that was the plan. In October, you know, before season started, that was the plan. And then it's never happened because first Bimba was hurt for quite a while. And then, you know, he came back super briefly, but went back out injured. And then kind of as he was starting to get closer to come back, Jorgensen went out. So they'd never really been able to do it until now. So this is the first time we're seeing kind of the planned CSU team. So I think it's probably fair to be like, I don't really know. I've been saying this even through sort of the downstretch that I thought this team would turn around and do some good stuff. And I still think that, you know, they looked really good Tuesday. You have to qualify it with Air Force is horrendous. But you can, you know, the eye test and the stats match up. CSU is in games, Jorgensen plays his full minutes. So there's kind of the two that I've taken out of this. The Utah State game where he got hurt 4 minutes in. And then the Boise game where he came back but came off the bench, played like 13 minutes or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. If you take those out, the games he's played, you know, kind of a normal allotment of minutes, CSU's 9-2.
I mean, we talked about this too when Jorgensen first went down. Like, how tough is that going to be? Because he was having a really good season, and you know,
he was, you know, a first team all conference type player until he went down. So when you bring that back and then bring, you know, or I guess put alongside it the Bimba element, which we all know Bimba you can't really analyze with stats. He's never gonna have a single stat that blows you away. He's probably not gonna lead the team in anything. You know, I guess maybe could get to it in rebounds, but it's a physicality, it's a knowledge of the system, defensive versatility. He can guard different types of bigs, even though he's, you know, not that tall. 6'7".
There it is, Mike.
But those two together are a unique element that we just haven't seen, so we don't know what it's going to be, but you can see how it could work really well.
Do they, you continue to start those two guys?
Yeah, so I fully expect that. That was the plan in October. But it never, again, it never happened because Bimba stepped on Joppa's ankle, or, you know, stepped on his foot. His ankle rolled right before the season began, and Bimba, you know, wasn't available at the start, so you never got this possibility. But yeah, this was the plan, so I think back to it. And now we're also going to see, you know, there's been a lot of talk of depth, but that kind of gets thrown out when you have key guys out. But now, theoretically, the second unit should be better. They moved Jevon Muniz to that. And Ali said that's kind of to help him be the facilitator there to make that unit basically more functional, you know, with more scoring ability. And then obviously Booth can do some good things. So we'll see if it has a double impact of, you know, overall the group is better, but you have a better second unit now that you're healthy.
Do you see kind of more staggering, too, between Jorgensen and Bimba?
That's what's going to be interesting. Yeah, I could totally see matchup dependent, you know, what type of team you're playing, what type of defenses they play, and just game flow. You know, if it's whatever, a team's, you know, sagging everything in the paint and, you know, having CSU shoot threes, which would be dumb defense against this team. But, you know, more Jorgensen, you know, if you got a really big physical team, you know, think like a well, Grand Canyon, you're going to need a lot of Bimba, although he wasn't available when CSU played Grand Canyon. They beat him, so maybe that was a bad example. But you get the point. Different matchups, you know, like San Diego State, you're going to need a lot of Bimba because that is a freaking battle every time. Whereas, whatever, certain other games, you know, kind of spreading defenses out with more, you know, kind of Jorgensen and maybe Booth could be the option.
Yeah, and obviously, as you mentioned, you see Muniz and Booth going to the bench, coming off, you know, getting a chance to see what Kerry Booth can do coming off the bench. Kerry Booth has had an interesting year. I mean, there's moments, Kevin, where you look at him and go, wow, that's the dude. You know, that guy can be really freaking good. And then I think it's fair to say there are moments where it's just, I mean, I think even against Air Force, he made a great move to get to the rim. He goes up for the shot, for the layup, and it just, like, it actually was an inch away from the rim. It's like, man, there's a, you know, $50 move and a 2 cent finish. But he can be that guy. You know, that's just kind of maybe bringing him off the bench. Might be something interesting to see how that
impacts. Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, that can ease pressure on players sometimes, that you don't feel as much pressure to, you know, score in some ways. Obviously, it can impact who you're playing, too. Like, you're going to play other teams' benches a lot of times, which, depending on who you're facing, could mean, you know, quote-unquote, more vulnerable opponents. Because, Kerry Booth is one of those guys that you don't have to know a lot about the game to watch and see his ability. He's one of those tantalizing players, and you see it sometimes. But he's also just – he's not that take-over-a-game force right now. And I think that's okay. I think people need to understand that, too. If you're walking into Moby Arena expecting Kerry Booth to put up Neat Clifford numbers of last year, that is not what that guy is right now. Maybe he'll become it in the future, but that is not what he is right now. And that's not what CSU expects him to be or plans for him to be either. So I'm going to be really interested to see how this bench role goes for him.
How about a guy like Nicola Joppa? You know, he obviously didn't play against Air Force, or maybe he did for a second.
Maybe a little bit at the end. But yeah, he's a guy.
He's going to fight.
He'll probably be most impacted by Bimba and Jorgensen returning. I mean, you know, they're bigs coming back, and you've already seen kind of how he's viewed in the pecking order, because I referenced that Grand Canyon game earlier. Bimba was out, Jorgensen was out. And, you know, in that little stretch there when both were out, it was like, oh, gosh, you know, who do you even play at center? And they moved Augie Kidulis to center, even though that's not his position. He's way undersized for that. He's, you know, 6'8", which, again, you know, Bimba's in that range, too, but he's just a different player.
Different body type.
So the fact that Joppa didn't get a look in there tells you a lot. He was playing off the bench, but now those two come back. There will be a couple games where Joppa will be needed, whether it's foul trouble or, again, just matchups. You need some extra size and physicality. But, yeah, I think he's definitely a guy that now is a, whatever, number 10 on the bench, who it's not a surprise if he doesn't play in a game. Or if he does, it might be 4 minutes.
That last time out against Air Force, we got to see a lot more of JoJo McIver, too.
Yeah.
You and I are both really high on him, and it's been, hey, what to expect. I mean, I even look back at Kyan Evans in his first year. It was, you know, he was just kind of a placeholder for Isaiah Stevens. JoJo's certainly ahead of that, maybe. I don't know if he becomes a player like Kyan Evans, but it was really nice to see because he had some real nice plays against Air Force.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone got ruined in a way by Isaiah Stevens, what he was able to do as a freshman. Like, that was not normal. Freshmen aren't supposed to be able to do what Isaiah Stevens did.
No.
JoJo, I think he started the season pretty well, kind of hit a wall a bit. The Air Force game was quite good. Again, caveat, Air Force is terrible. But all the things he did are things that he can do, and you hope he can do. He's a great defender, really good perimeter defender. He can get in there and steal. And then what I liked offensively, he just seemed decisive, whether it's attacking the rim or even quick passes. He had one, I forget who's down to, maybe Augie Kidulis perhaps, where he kind of got himself just inside the arc, saw the pass, gave the defender a quick look off, and then a little bounce pass in for an easy layup. Like, he's got the basketball savvy. I've heard from a lot of people who have been around him in the program since summer saying, you know, watch out, this, you know, this kid's the real deal. So you kind of hope now he's, you know, sort of hit the wall and now rebuilding that confidence and trust. And that's what Ali said after game of, you know, freshmen sometimes go through that where they lose a little bit of the trust in their game because it's just a whole nother level up. Yeah. And, you know, you get exposed in ways you didn't know you were even vulnerable. And then you learn from it. I think the hope is that JoJo is kind of in that phase now, the regrowing.
You know where my brain works in mysterious ways, Kevin. So I'm
Indeed.
Watching him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the guy. Oh, he's going to start doing really well. Oh, are they going to be able to keep? Yeah, I go that far.
I mean,
yeah.
that's the state
that's
of.
I watch games now.
I mean, that's the stage of college athletics. I mean, shoot, I think one of the first comments or conversations I had with someone, I can't even remember if it was a fan or someone in athletics at CSU, when Jorgensen went down. The question was raised of like, hey, does that help CSU keep him down the road? Because maybe, you know, there's less proof of how good he is. I said, no, I think he's done enough. And now, especially that he came back pretty quickly. Yeah, that's part of the college athletics conversation. But also, I was talking to a coach earlier this season. And yes, that's a reality. Coaches are thinking of it, too. They're aware. But it's also, you'd rather have good players that teams want to poach than a bunch of bad players that you're trying to figure out how to replace.
It just sucks the way my brain watches.
No, it's true. I mean, that's how college athletics is right now.
Yeah. Okay, what do you know about Air Force? What do you know about Joe Scott?
Yeah, so he, interesting situation, timing, couple hours before they played Nevada, which is the game before CSU, so on last weekend, Air Force announced suspension pending an investigation into treatment of cadet athletes, as they call it. Obviously, they're not saying more. I know Joe Scott released a statement to the Colorado Springs Gazette. I don't have it from me, but it's basically, I'm cooperating, looking forward to having this resolved or whatever. He didn't say a whole lot. Haven't seen much, haven't heard much. Obviously, CSU has had some of these between Steve Adazio and Larry Stacey. Without knowing exact details, it feels hard to come back from. When you get to the place where the program is suspending a coach, it's hard to come back from that. This is maybe not how it should be, but you can also look at the record and be like, why would there be a big fight to
not sure.
reinstate him? Although a lot of the record, I think you don't necessarily have blame for him because of, again, the state of college athletics. It's hard for Air Force in particular right now. But yeah, I don't know a whole lot of detail. He's an interesting coach to watch. I mean, if you've ever watched him in games, he is loud and seems angry, but that also doesn't necessarily mean anything internally. So yeah, going to be very interesting to watch that one. Again, without knowing details, I'll be a little surprised to see him back, but man, rough, rough year for Air Force. They're lacking in talent, and then you throw this on top, just really hard.
Well, and you, I mean, you think about Air Force, and the people that are higher up over there probably are hard on these guys and gals, right?
Yeah, I mean, no one's ever said, you know, it's really easy to go through the Air Force Academy.
No, so when you see this, you go, wow, how bad can it, you know, how bad are we talking?
It's definitely, I think, natural to kind of have that question wonder. So going to be very fascinating. I'm sure, you know, I know some of the reporters down there, I'm sure they're working hard on figuring out more details, but interesting times.
Yeah, no question about it. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll get to what did we learn on today's edition of The Whole Show. Also, Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock here today. Keep it here on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Defense carry the Broncos all the way, or will someone else rise to the occasion? Hear Broncos games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this 22nd day of January? We learned that, again, maybe with this Broncos team coming up on Sunday, the quarterback thing isn't going to be that big of a drop-off this year. 3 years, I think we're talking, oh, man, Bo Nix goes down. That's like the equivalent of Josh Allen. We'll see. Kevin Lytle, did you learn anything today?
I need a coat this weekend. Yeah.
It's going to be cold?
Yep. I'm going to need my coat leaving Moby Arena at like midnight tomorrow night after the basketball game.
And maybe we can think the Rams could pull something off tomorrow.
Yeah. Doable.
Doable. Doable. Michael, I dare ask, did you learn anything today?
I did. I learned that when the conversation's a little stale, I bring it up.
I really like Micah.
I mean, the Hooligans, or the Micahigans, they really like my level of conversation. We're not creating that.
Not doing it.
Micahigans.
No. Mm. Kevin, I fired him on the air last week. He's still here.
It's literally like a Milton situation.
He just keeps showing up. Do you know anybody? Like, anybody.
I know multiple people. I've met multiple people in my life.
Do stuff that back there is doing? Anybody? Come on.
I could use an intern.
I'll call some people.
There's got to be somebody you ran across and you're like, man, they're not very bright. They could do it.
I'll call some people.
Yeah. I got my best minds on it now, Michael. You're screwed.
I'm not on it.
Your days are numbered, buddy.
I am your best mind.
Oh, if that's the way my life is gone, Kevin, I don't know, man.
I don't know if I'm much help. I did walk into the studio and immediately start breaking things today.
That's true. So. Yeah, you did. You were a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Broncos on Sunday? Do they win?
Heart, yes. Brain, no.
We're tomorrow's a big day, Mike. Tomorrow's a big day. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Wait, picks are on Friday?
Picks are on Friday,
Kevin.
Oh, okay.
They're
starting
They're
to know
it. They're not on Thursday.
You're starting to know it.
Mm.
I have a t-shirt with that now. Would you like one?
Ooh, yeah. Dang, swag bag.
Yeah. Well, my wife just got me one, but I was like, could we do more? So I think we could make millions off of that.
Probably.
Probably millions.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. But Michael, you in on this?
I'm in on it.
Okay.
Can I get one in orange and blue?
No, you cannot. You will get it in the color that I get it in, which is gray right now. Bulk order kind of thing. Saves money.
I thought you'd get it in like light blue, like baby powder blue and yellow.
Like old Nuggets? Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, we could do that. Maybe we could. All right. Rams Weekly, presented by Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. That's coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.
We ran out of music.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.